say no to this ego, to say no to demanding intelligence. That's it. Yes?
Abstain from thoughts. Abstain. Thought is the lion and the wild ass, and hearts are the thickets. Acts of abstinence are superior to medicines, because scratching is an increase of the itch. Assuredly, abstinence is the first principle of medicine. Abstain and behold the strength of the spirit.
You see how simple it is. You see, this is the half of the paragraph I left for now. Remember? There we say, okay, I told you this story. And the argument of something, a part of something, is a never-ending. And the logical questions are always there, but we will not attend to that anymore. Now, first of all, I invite you to be patient. Second, there are things that you should avoid, because the first step of enlightenment, what is the first step of enlightenment? Is trying to take the control back from intelligence. It's like, what is the first thing you should learn if you want to drive a car? The brake! First thing is the brake. Because if you don't know the brake, the rest is dangerous. The first thing is brake. The first thing is to learn to stop this unstoppable stuff. Because in here, there is a lady in here, guess what? This lady, a very knowledgeable one, he wants the best of the best of the best for me. And there is no one single second that this intelligence will start to say, okay, the best of the best of the best is there, but am I deserving it? Do I deserve anything? There is no such a thing in intelligence. I want the best, and I want it now. This is the attitude of intelligence. He said, the first thing you should learn is to put a stop to that. To touch the brake. To slow down. Because before becoming something, you are what? We are animal. An animal is full of appetite. So you have to have a control. Therefore, yes, abstain is the key. And?
Receive these words like the ear, that I may make for you an earring of gold.
Okay, this is not what it says in Persian. Honestly? In Persian you will say, قابل این گفت ها شو گوشوار تا که از زر سازنت من گوشوار. Goosh, remember, is the ear. Remember the khargoosh. Right? Here, they will say, become worthy of these sayings. You understand? Okay. This is how it is. I am Rumi. And I have the key to the happiness. Then what? You want it? Do you deserve it? Excuse me. You have to become worthy of this. Then it will be given to you. These sayings, you should be worthy of it. Like what? Like a very good ear. Remember, you started with ear, Vishnu. Like an ear. If you become worthy, then I will make an earring to hand on to your ear. Means, if you become worthy of enlightenment, then I will give you some values really to add it to your ear. Means there are two attitudes. First is you were sitting over there having questions, blah 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 blah. We stop that. Now you should be patient and know that the thing we are looking for is the best of the best of the best. So worthiness is there. Become worthy. And it's not worthy even. The word, you know what is the word here? قابل. Qabul means worthy of this. But Qabul means acceptance. Kabbalah. Ever heard about Kabbalah? Kabbalah means Qabuli, means accepting, full-heartedly accepting something. Or being worthy of something. Being worthy of it, then I'll make an earring for you. Yes?
You will become a ring in the ear of the moon that works in gold. You will ascend to the moon and the Pleiades.
I will give you a golden earring and you will be the slave, because having the earring is becoming a slave. You will be the slave of, not the slave of Zargar. You will not be the slave of goldsmith. You will be the slave of the moon of the goldsmith. Because the goldsmith is here, there is a moon shining over everyone. You will shift. Instead of worshipping the values, general values out there, you will understand the messenger who is giving you the real values. Yes?
First, hear that the diverse created beings are spiritually different from Yah to Alif. Among the various letters, there is a confusion and...
Listen carefully what he's saying. He said what? He said, okay, stop all those nonsenses, be patient, and try to be worthy of this, then you will become fantastic. First, and you will not see this attitude in the book, and you should look for the second, the law. He said, first of all, having your attention, listen that everyone is different. It means I want to tell you the secret. But remember, there is no cliche, some template made for human beings. Everybody is different. And our differences is, wow! In these differences, there is tendency. There are similarities, but we are not the copy of each other. Each of us is unique, remember. Listen how it brings it in. Yes.
Among the various letters, there is a confusion and uncertainty. Though from one point of view, they are one from head to foot. From one aspect, they are opposites, and from one aspect, they are unified. From one aspect, they are jest, and from one aspect, they are earnest. Therefore, the resurrection is the day of the supreme inspection. Inspection is desired by him who is glorious and splendid. Whoever is like a fraudulent Hindu, for him the day of inspection is the time of exposure. Inasmuch as he hath not a face like the sun, he desires nothing but night, like a veil. Since his thorn hath not a single rose leaf, spring is the enemy of his conscience. While to one that is roses and lilies from head to foot, spring is a pair of bright eyes.
You see the difference? He said, first thing you should know in the new courses, first thing is, remember, we are different. How different? Like the alphabet. They are different. But they are not different. They are alphabet of a language, right? So unification and differences are like this. But to us, there are two kinds of human beings. Either you're good or you're bad. If you're good, when we say there is a judgment day, you love it. You want it to be there. You want to be judged. But if you're bad and you're black, you're dark, what do you like? You will hate the judgment. You will like the continuum of this dark night. You want it to not exist. This is the source of the problem. The people who are not good people, They cannot believe in the judgment day, and they will not, because they don't like it. The judgment day is there, because when is the judgment day?
Yeah.
Right now! Judgment is here. Be a good one to be volunteered to be judged, to wait for it, because it's up to you to be this one or that one. The judgment is here, so you will be judged. Yes?
The unspiritual thorn wishes for autumn. For autumn, in order that it may jostle with the rose garden, and that it may hide the beauty of that, and the shame of this, so that you may not see the colour of that, and the colour of this. Therefore autumn is its spring and life. The stone and the pure ruby appear one. The gardener knows that even in autumn, but the one sight is better than the world's sight. Truly, that one person is the world. He is unaware of evil. The stars, every one, are all part of the moon. Therefore, every fair form and shape is crying, good news, good news. Lo, here comes the spring. So long as the blossom is shining like a coat of mail, how should the fruits display their knobs? When the blossom is shed, the fruit comes to a head. When the body is shattered, the spirit lifts up its head.
Aren't you bored? You should be bored, because he's talking about the subject you're not familiar with. For you, there is a flower shop, and that's it. In his time, garden is the stuff. They really know what the garden is, and they know the season. And he's talking about the spring and autumn. And this will go on and on and on, and later he will bring some Quranic verses, even some hadith from Muhammad, and will say, it's because of that, because of that. He talks about all of that to say what? To say, okay, you go to the garden. Garden is beautiful because each flower is unique. But at the same time, the flowers are flowers. You see, they are separated, but they are unified, and it's complicated like that. More than that, how do you like the flower? Of course flower is beautiful, but as long as flower is there, there is no fruit. The flower should go away, therefore the fruit will be there. Means, you should change, and you will be transformed. This one of you should fade away, then the enlightened one has a chance to be there. You cannot be two persons at the same time. You cannot be the selfish, egocentric, logical man and the spiritual as well. This one will fade away, that one will come in. Changes. And who doesn't want the changes? The awful one. He wants the autumn because everything looks the same. There is no greenery. And why green is important, remember? That profit. Because green to us means flowering, flourishing, and all of that. Mainly the increase of self-consciousness. Yes?
The fruit is the reality, the blossom is its form. The blossom is the good news, the fruit is the bounty for it. When the blossom was shed, the fruit became visible. When that diminished, this began to increase.
Could you remember this? Because it was very direct. You said, look at this, when I say blossom, blah, 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 I mean the form and meaning, surat and ma'na. Okay? And so now you're reading this and you're looking at the form. this should decrease, then the meaning will